I'm Father Jim Kuhn. The last time I was here was in October, so a long time ago. And for those who don't know me, I am a retired priest of the Diocese of Madison. In May, I'll be 48 years ordained. So I'm starting to get up there. Today is Laetare Sunday. It's Laetare Sunday because that's the first word from the antiphon for the Mass, rejoice. And we do rejoice because Lent is now half over. That's also why we are wearing a pink vestment or a rose vestment on Laetare Sunday, to show the joy that we have for the nearness we have to the solemnity of Easter. Now I'd like to begin with this reflection today on the gospel. A human face was the first thing seen by the blind Jewish beggar. A human face filled with love and compassion. That's all he saw, and that's all he could at first find to say about Jesus to the questioning Pharisees. On reflection, he could affirm that Jesus was a prophet, a man sent by God. In time, he could acknowledge Jesus as Lord. But first and always for this man, Jesus was a face looking on him in his need. Can we say the same? What do we see when we look at the face of Jesus? Do we, like the Pharisees, only see what we know? We might look at Jesus through our conviction of his divinity and find he is far above us, too distant for us to make out his features. We might look at him as the judge seated at the Father's right and turn our eyes away, lest he see what is really in our hearts. Now the theologian Karl Rahner, when asked to sum up all of his life's work, gave this reply: Jesus Christ is God's face, irrevocably turned toward us in love. That is what today's Mass invites us to see, God's human face filled with tenderness and compassion. So Jesus Christ is God's face turned toward us. First and always, Jesus is the kind stranger who enters our world. Jesus is the compassionate passerby who stops before us with tender concern. Even now, Jesus is here at this Mass, waiting to share his meal with us. And in Jesus' eyes are the loving wish to clear our eyes of any cloud or blindness. Now, Jesus wants to do for us what he did for David, Paul, and the man born blind. He wants to transform our weakness into strength. For example, change any addiction to alcohol, drugs, or tobacco into self-control and moderation. Jesus wants to transform our doubts into faith, our hesitancy and self-doubt into boldness and self-confidence. Jesus wants to transform any despair or any frustrations over failure into renewed expectations of success. Jesus wants to transform our hate into love, our feelings of revenge into reconciliation. Jesus wants to transform our darkness into light, our complaints about others' faults into compliments about their merits or qualities. Today we need to let Jesus heal and transform us through the sacraments of penance and the Eucharist. So what do we see when we look at the face of Jesus? Like Karl Rahner, we will see, hopefully, the face of love and mercy, For Jesus Christ is God's face, irrevocably turned toward us in love. Now, one more thought pertaining to this gospel. An ancient rabbi once asked his disciples how they could tell when night had ended and the day was on its way back. Could it be, asked one student, when you can see an animal in the distance and tell whether it is a sheep or a dog? Answered the rabbi, could it be asked? No. He said, that is not the answer. Another one of his students said, when you look at a tree and at a distance can tell if it is a fig tree or a peach tree, is it light? No, said the rabbi. Well then, when is it? His disciples demanded. He said, it is when you can look on the face of any man or woman and see that he or she is your sister or brother. Because if you cannot do this, no matter what time it is still dark. So today's gospel truth is, we can be in the dark when we think we are in the light. We can be blind when we think we have sight. For example, we are in the dark until we see all people as our brothers and sisters. For as we read in 1 John 2, and yet I do write a new commandment to you, which holds true in him and among you, for the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he is in the light, yet hates his brother, is still in the darkness. Whoever loves his brother remains in the light, and there is nothing in him to cause a fall. Whoever hates his brother is in darkness. He walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. So again, unless our actions and attitudes are like Jesus, we are in the dark. We need to be enlightened by Christ. So Christ calls us today to leave behind any blind spots we have. For example, prejudice, resentment, abrasiveness, selfishness, pride, dishonesty, unwillingness to forgive. So Jesus wants to heal us of our blindness and have us walk in his light. How can we do this? Jesus tells us in Colossians 3:12, namely, because you are God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with heartfelt mercy, with kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another. Forgive whatever grievances you have against one another. Forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them together and makes them perfect. Christ's peace must reign in your hearts, since as members of the one body, you have been called to that peace. Dedicate yourselves to thankfulness, and let the word of Christ, rich as it is, dwell in you, in wisdom made perfect, instruct and admonish one another. Sing gratefully to God from your hearts in psalms, hymns, and inspired songs. Whatever you do, whether in speech or in action, do it in the name of the Lord. In conclusion, Jesus, the light of the world, is with us in this Eucharist, the Mass. He is inviting us to step out of darkness and blindness in order to walk in his light. Hopefully, this will be exactly what we do. For for that is why we are here at this Mass, because we want to be and we need to be enlightened by Jesus.